Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormas Fatakia, and it's at the start of a brand new week, and with earnings season drawing to a close, the focus will slowly shift back to the Lok Sabha elections and its potential outcome. Not that it already isn't to begin with, considering how the market has moved over the last 7 to 10 days, but there will be a greater focus as June 4 draws closer. And speaking of the Lok Sabha elections, voting for 96 Lok Sabha seats across 10 states and Union Territories has begun in the fourth phase of polling. All 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 17 in Telangana are going to polls today, along with some other seats in West Bengal, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and other areas. So people in this region who are tuning in, do head to the polling station to exercise your franchise. Back to the markets then, and after 5 days of losses during which the Nifty shaved off nearly 700 points, it needed some relief at lower levels, which it did get on Friday. Although there was no relief rally of sorts, the index ending just 100 points higher was enough considering the week that we had ahead of Friday. Yet the Nifty was down 2% on a weekly basis, marking its worst performance in 2 months. However, one must note that Friday's move cannot be called a reversal of the trend by any means. Analysts say that the index still faces some resistance between 22,150 and 22,200. And if these levels are crossed, then the 50-day moving average of 22,300 will act as a barrier. The Nifty saw some relief, but the Nifty Bank had no resemblance of relief whatsoever. It ended lower on Friday as well after opening higher, faced resistance at higher levels and then sold off to end in the red. Now for the week, the Nifty Bank was down 3%, and that should be kept on the radar today as well. The other two factors that are keeping the market on the edge are consistent FII selling. Now foreign investors dumped shares worth over $2 billion or 21,000 crore rupees last week. Now DIIs have tried offsetting as much of the selling pressure as possible, as was evident from the domestic SIP figures last week, which crossed the 20,000 crore rupee mark for the first time ever. And second is the VIX, which rose for the 12th straight day on Friday, ending near levels of 18.5. And the VIX had seen levels like these last in October of 2022. My colleague Nigel D'Souza has drawn parallels to the current surge in the VIX with that in 2019, and you can view that on our social media platforms. In some key stocks that you need to focus on today, Tata Motors provided cautious commentary at its earnings call with a muted outlook. The biggest negative here is the fact that the EBIT margin guidance for JLR is flat for FY25, and that may happen due to higher marketing spends. However, the company maintained its FY26 guidance of 10% margins for JLR and its FY25 guidance to be debt-free for JLR. The management also expects this April to June period, which is the first quarter of FY25, to be weak. Now, brokerages have price targets ranging between 1,100 rupees to 1,250 rupees on Tata Motors post its earnings, with no significant upgrades or downgrades coming in there. Now, no surprises also from Eicher Motors on the earnings front, but the operational performance was strong, and that was on expected lines. Revenue was the highest ever in the fourth quarter, while margins were also at a multi-quarter high. Now, barring Jefferies, most brokerages remain neutral to underweight on Eicher Motors, and that is due to expensive valuations and fears of moderating volume growth due to increased competition. ABB India's results were well above expectations, with revenue growth of close to 30% and order inflow increasing by 15% from last year. Jefferies has raised its price target on ABB India to 8,845 rupees and expects order inflow to increase further after the elections are over. Now, Piramal Pharma will be the one to watch out for this morning because its net profit doubled from last year. Margins also expanded by nearly 500 basis points, and the company said that it saw increased order inflows amidst a difficult biotech funding environment. There has also been debt reduction at the company, with net debt to EBITDA now at 2.9 times from 5.6 times at the start of FY24. Now, CLSA has upgraded Dr. Lal PathLabs to outperform with a price target of 2590, and they are saying that the Swasth Fit bundle test and the Pan India expansion should drive growth going forward for the company. But on the flip side, Goldman Sachs has a sell rating on the stock, saying that the emergence of competition in key regions for the company has led to a structural volume decline. Now, plenty of other earnings reactions as well today. There were a lot of them that came out on Friday evening and over the weekend as well. Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, ITDC, VIP Industries, Aarti Industries, Newland Laboratories, Thermax, and so many more. And we'll keep an eye out on all of these result reactions today. While we do not have any Nifty earnings today, we'll see stocks like UPL, which is the recent Nifty exclusion, along with JSPL, Zomato, Varun Beverages, that will be reporting results today. The handover from Wall Street is relatively positive from Friday night, but then that has been the case for most of last week and something that our own markets have failed to capitalize on. The Dow had its best week of 2024, having gained for the 8th straight day on Friday. The Asian markets have opened mixed after China's CPI data came in marginally higher than expected. The GIF Nifty, as we speak, is indicating a slightly negative start for our own markets. That's all for today. We wish you a happy day of trade, and for the best market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com, and of course, don't forget to vote.